tonight on Kitchen Counter.
Yes, tonight on Kitchen Counter. It is August the 2nd.
The 2nd.
And, yeah, it's a Monday. Finally, the Frontier Days stuff has come to a halt, but there's still trash in town, and that's fun. And, talking about trash, well, we're all trash to some degree. Why? Because we're the byproducts of people who made us, and the people who made them. And therefore, we're just like upcycled, recycled trash.
I wouldn't call it trash. It's more like fertilizer. Worm food.
Well, it depends on how you act in the world. And this is what brings us to...
Well, no, you can be trash, but either way, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You're still just going to be fertilizer.
No. I don't know that worms eat plastic. And they, you know?
We are, like, filled... What do they say? You eat, like, a credit card's worth of plastic every week. Literally.
See, okay. So apparently we are going to live forever, but just not in the ways that we would hope. Or if you're into that whole living forever thing, I'm not into it. Are you into it?
Not
in this incarnation.
But you gotta wonder, like...
I don't want to be Mandy forever. Like, I don't...
Oh,
like,
could you imagine? That would suck.
So my existential crisis I've been going through over the last couple days deals with how I feel like I'm not enough and too much all at once. Do you understand that feeling? Like from multidimensional levels where it's like, I feel like as a person, as a physical human being, I'm too much. I'm too fat and I have too much stuff and da da da. And as a personality, as a personality, I feel like I'm too much. But then on the material sense, I feel like I'm not enough because I'm not materialistic enough. And I don't want to do the things other people want to do. And I don't feel like I'm enough on the multidimensional ways because it feels like if you're supposed to, like, leave your mark on the world or some shit, that that should be good and tangible and positive, you know, forward. And I just don't feel like I have that either.
Well,
so
I hear you.
Right.
And I applied to be an administrative executive at a church.
Yeah. Yeah, which could tie you into part of your history.
Not really. I don't think any of my family was a member of that particular sect of Christianity.
It doesn't matter, really. You're going to get some pretty generic things through Christianity.
Could you imagine? Like, they'd have to really find the love of Jesus in their heart to hire me.
No.
I'm good at what they would want. But.
No, but here's the thing. It's a church. Churches are about proselytizing, so you could be like one of those things that brings stars to their eyes because they're like, he's gonna be a challenge.
Ooh, I will be a challenge.
You're like, oh, actually, did you know that I could do weddings and stuff too?
I'm actually a minister. Mm-hmm. I should have put that down on the fucking application.
Should have put it down.
Church is subgenius.
Yep. So you've been.
I could marry myself.
If you're not allowed, I don't give you permission. You could marry any one of my animals to you if you wanted to, but I'm not giving you permission.
I don't think that's part of the sect of the subgenius.
I don't know what subgeniuses are.
I'm not really in love with your animals enough to marry them. Mm-hmm. Plus,
I am. I mean, my first dog's name was Clotta.
I can do this for you.
It's a ring, you know, the love, loyalty, and friendship. It's a wedding band, the Celtic wedding band.
I'm not beyond it. I have gained a small little section of my family's history, dating back 100 years or more.
It's freaking amazing, guys. Like, if
but
you
the
don't.
The coolest was we found. I found a letter from a German that apparently my grandfather mingled with when he was in the army. And he hopped into a train.
A train car in a little compartment.
A compartment that was covered in lumber.
Yeah.
And he made his way to Belgium or something, some shit. And he sought himself out through the bottom of the train to freedom. Uh-huh. To which he...
He didn't want to be a slave anymore.
To which he then wrote my grandpa to thank him and to tell him what he did and years the, after he did it.
The envelope so has now, no return address, like it's been cut off, like...
Mm-hmm, it's all secret, but there is a letterhead and there is a name. And so the mission, if I so take care to take it on, I guess, would be to contact this German family and
this
be like,
is what I encourage.
Hey, I got some weird history for you. Do you even know about this?
Yeah, this is what I totally encourage. Is like, Devin has been gifted this amazing archive of dead people stories that people who are living, who are as curious or as existential as I am, love this stuff because it tells them more about their own hang-ups and their quirks and their, you know, drive towards certain things, because that comes to you through your genetic line to some degree.
In these writings, like, I remember a grandfather who liked WWF, that fake bullshit where they, like, slammed
WWE,
chairs on each other
and
shit. Mm-hmm. And he'd sit there and, back in the day, smoke his pipe or whatever. But then there's all these writings from back in the 40s, late 40s, early 50s, that are extremely deep. Mm-hmm. And not a grandpa that I knew, that's for sure.
This guy not only, like, petitioned to be part of the church by writing his, I'm going to do the best I can.
Thesis sort of thing.
Kind of, yeah, like, it's not necessarily a testimony, but it's like... when you're accepted into a church, you might have, depending on the church, some time to give your own personal introduction and why you're proud or happy to be brought into the congregation.
He used the red letters.
Yeah. Like, he would write questions and he would write things in red letters on a typewriter.
All the correspondence with his old war buddies, both abroad and everywhere.
Domestic,
yeah, were typewritten, except for the cursive
handwritten
ones, which I couldn't read.
I can read cursive, so it's not a problem. I'll just be transcribing these. I could probably type them out for you if you wanted me to.
Actually,
and
you
then
just
you
read
could...
it, and I can type it because I need to work on my words per minute if I'm working at the church.
Right, yeah, if you're working at the church. So this was an idea for Kitchen Counter actually months ago, where I encouraged Devin to try and join a worship team, a music worship team at a church, just to get the insights.
A mega church.
Well, it's not a mega. It's mega for here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's mega for here.
In this little village, it's
right.
But it's weird. It's got like it considers it's like an alternative church.
Seriously though. I don't know.
They call it the Church of the Hoodie.
I think the Methodist Church does have a massive organ. And so if you get that job, please, please, please.
I'll let you touch their organ.
Let me play that. I'm sure if I went back there, I would still know some congregants. Because I used to go to the church he's applied for work for. United Methodist
I'm wondering the
Church. It's a Tartarian building.
Which earrings do I wear? And tattoos? No tattoos?
I think you wear those earrings and you dress like you work at a church.
Well, I usually do anyway. Button up, sweater vest.
Yeah, I'd say do all that shit.
Alright.
I'd say...
This would be a fucking trip.
You feel more confident now that your beard's grown back in.
Yeah. See my double chin.
Yeah, your eyes are better than your chin.
Yeah.
If anybody ever asks you, like, what do you think your best feature is, just be like, my eyes, definitely not my chin. No, I think it could be just a super interesting experience for somebody like you if you're willing to do it and you're getting paid to have an experience.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that if I tried to apply for a job like that and I got accepted, it would create a whole landslide for me of anxiety and like combativeness. And like, even though I wanted to get along, I'd be like so who's still in this congregation that was talking shit about my stepmom back in 89, you know?
People, you went to that church.
I know, that's where my first baptism happened.
How many baptisms have you had?
Many.
You want to know how many I've had?
None.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you grew up pseudo-Jew.
I didn't grow up pseudo-Jew. I grew up nothing.
You grew up pseudo-Jew.
And I also grew up pseudo-Christian. We did Christmas, we did Hanukkah. That was the extent of our religion.
Yeah, but your mom knows how to read stuff and like...
She could be backwards Hebrew.
Dreidling and... The only thing your household was missing was a yarmulke.
Well, my bald spot will eventually become my yarmulke.
Maybe you just need to find a temple for the Jew people, and you could get your honorary yarmulke, and then you could pretend you're not going bald.
There is a Jew church here. Maybe I should apply there. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
No, I'm not good enough with numbers to be in the Jew church. Administrative council.
Everybody's going to stop listening right when we started saying Jew church.
Anyway, that's it for today.
No. I want to talk a little bit more, though. Can we?
I want my cinnamon toast crunch.
All right, never mind.
This is just an intro to what we will be talking about the next few days.
I'll be over it, probably. I'm going to save my longer conversations for people who want to have longer conversations.
Well, I hope you find them, and I hope you have...
I don't have to find them. They find me.
Oh.
Yeah, they...